Hi, how's it going?
Good.
We're checking every door in this complex in regards to what's going on over there.
Sure.
Yeah,
there's a lot of noise in the hallway.
Okay. Who do you live here with?
This is my roommate.
Were you guys here when this happened?
Well, that after it all happened.
It was already all over with?
Yeah.
Did you know or see or hear anything?
He wasn't, but I was.
Okay.
I was in my room. I was taking a nap. Got up like a minute before it happened. And just standing. I don't know what the hell I was doing. I don't know, kind of freaked out. Scary as hell, as you can imagine.
Right.
Do
you know what part of the apartment you were in?
Yeah, I was the officer. I was in my room.
Okay.
I was taking a nap. I think I got up and my lights, it had gotten a little dark, not fully dark yet. So I got up. I was going to hit the light switch, and then I heard the four or five shots.
Okay.
And I thought at first it might be a backfire or something, but.
Did you hear anything before that?
No. Did you hear anything after that? I think I started to duck. I went to the window here, and then I heard a bunch of windows, people around here shutting windows, running, through the cops. And then I started looking over here, and I just heard one or two male voices just yelling over here.
What were they yelling?
Get down, stop, or don't, you know, I don't know exactly the words they were saying, but.
Uh-huh.
At that point, I just ran through the apartment and locked it up because I didn't know what the hell. I was thinking, I knew someone got shot, and I was just worried someone was going to come through this blind spot over here.
How do you know someone got shot?
I assumed it was gunfire, but then, when I heard the guys screaming. Pretty much knew, and I've been to the range a few times, and when I heard it, I didn't want to believe it, but I knew it was what it was.
Did you go outside and see the scene at all afterwards?
I stepped out here on the patio.
Called
the police.
Okay.
And then I stepped outside. They said that they knew that it had happened. There were some units. Police hadn't shown up yet. Two units came right up, a police car, and then a motorcycle, and then behind them. And so I was out here, and I was still pretty scared. I didn't know if there was somebody still running around with a gun. So I yelled over to him to park his car and get in the apartment as quick as possible.
Did you call the police on 911 or?
Yeah.
Okay. Home phone or cell phone?
Home phone.
Okay. Can I borrow your ID?
Sure.
Oh, do you want my ID or a business card? Or
If it's got your information, that's fine.
Well, it's not like it's got my name and.
Okay.
And my driver's license is actually in the car.
Okay, that's fine. And this is number. And what's your home phone number? I got your other stuff here. Okay. Do you have your ID card?
Yeah.
You're a little bit of a rock star, huh?
Yeah. I play.
I wish I had the talent for that.
We all do, man. You just gotta put your time in.
Yeah. I wish I'd died.
Yeah. Well, I started when I was young, so that's when I had a guitar.
And I got a cousin that works for Fender Guitar.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but it's like, you know, I could call him up and have him send me up with something, but it's like, you know, I know I don't have the time to do it justice, so why ask for that, you know?
Yeah. Well, you never know. That's a Fender. That's a good guitar.
You needed a. Just a coincidence?
Like your family? I have a lot of family.
Hawk is.
From what city?
Thousand Oaks.
Yeah, probably not.
Oh, okay.
Do they spell with a Z or an X?
With a Z, just like that, so. And do you use the same home line or you have your own? Okay. And what's the work number for your cell phone? And who do you work for? Do you have an office somewhere? Or?
No.
Okay. Just. Okay. And you just got home from work?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I just pulled out and I pulled to the side and left. Yeah, I'm there. So
okay.
And I go dead. I just pulled.
Did you see any of the vehicles out there? A white F-150 truck?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you know anyone here that has a white F-150 truck?
Well, that was what we've been out there for a couple hours. We were wondering because. He has a brand new white truck. It looks exactly like that. Well, looks like that one up there, but I don't think his was either a Nissan or a Toyota.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you guys very much. I appreciate it.
Is the guy? Well,
he's at the hospital. I don't know what condition.
I work with the sheriff's department.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering if I can ask you some questions.
About what?
The incident that happened on the parking lot. Do you know anything about it?
No.
Okay. Were you home between 6 and 6:30?
No, I got home at 6:30, or like close to 6:30. I didn't see anything happen in the parking lot.
Did you see what the police cars out here?
No, I've been inside. I came home from work. I picked up my daughter at camp at, you know, Rolling Oaks.
Yes.
Yeah, because when I get off work at 5:30 in Oxnard, and I pick her up, and then I come here and I give her dinner out. So it's not much of a mercy, but I don't usually go outside after that.
Okay, so you came home around 6.
Well, when I got home, I parked my car over there. That's my car in front of that. Whatever that is, that.
Okay.
I parked my car there. I didn't notice anything unusual happening, and then my daughter and I went from there to here. What happened?
Okay, you made me a little off on your time because I got here around 6:30. That's my car there.
Okay.
Possibly you may have been running a little earlier.
It's possible, but I didn't see anything happen in the parking lot.
Okay. We're just investigating an incident that happened over there, so that's why.
Over there? Over
on the far south side of your parking lot.
Oh, I just go and get the mail and then come over here, so I didn't see anything on the far south side.
Okay. Do you live here just with your daughter?
Yeah.
Okay. Can I get your name?
It's and my last name is. What happened?
There was an incident there. It's probably in the papers. I'm not sure how much we're allowed to release, but there was a shooting that happened over there. We had
in my apartment?
Yes. So I have no more idea what it's about. I wish I could give you more, but.
Oh my God.
We have the person involved, so.
Oh my
that's
God.
What I can do. What's your number here? And,
I didn't even hear a gunshot or anything.
Okay.
I was helping my daughter get homework, and I didn't.
Yeah, and we're not expecting anyone on this side to hear, but we have to cover all our bases.
Because I drove around the tree when I got my homework, when I got my mail, but I didn't see anything.
Yeah, you may have been off on your time because you would have seen the police cars out there.
No, there was no police cars when I got home.
Okay.
I didn't hear anything or see anything. Wow.
Yeah, and who do you work for? And what's your building? Okay.
Someone was killed?
We don't know that. They're in the hospital right now, so.
Is one of my neighbors?
We have no idea who the person is. They're still investigating that, so.
Are you going to have police here tonight? Are they going to come back, the person who's
there? There's been a clear... No, actually, it was one of our police officers doing the firing. So... That's... So we have the person that it was involved with. Okay. And what's your daughter's name?
I'm 7 years old.
Okay. No, I'm just going to put that you were here with your daughter... I, in fact, not even her last name, so I don't know.
Okay.
Thank you very much, Sarah.
Okay. Everything's safe now? Okay, so I'm worried, because I'm just going to care about myself and
We're assuming that, so it's basically we have everyone we're looking for, so.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Time is 8:17. Apartment. 918, apartment.
Yeah.
Hi, ma'am. I'm with the sheriff's department.
Yeah.
Are you aware of the incident that happened?
Yeah, somebody just came by and took my name and my phone number and my birthday.
Do you know who that was?
Well, it was a police guy. Oh, he had a jacket on and, you know.
Okay. Yeah, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, we just want to make sure we don't miss any. So someone already came and talked to you.
Yeah, someone came and talked to me. Was anybody killed?
We don't know that. Can I just get your name?
Well, I just got to give it to him.
I know, if I can just get your sorry about that. Thank you very much.
Okay, all right, thanks.
Hey, who's that up there?
Yeah. Okay, did you do this downstairs one?
Yeah, Devers did that one. I did.
Excellent. And then if there's no answer, just document no answer.
I think it's someone's home.
You know what? It would probably be faster if I could ask him to leave by the home. Hello? We just want to know if you were home between 6 and 6:30.
Between 6, what about it?
Were you home at that time?
Well, I was home yesterday.
Yes. Or today?
Yes, I've been home.
Okay. Did you hear anything happen outside?
No, but I'm deaf.
Okay.
I had the TV on.
Okay.
Why did somebody hear something?
Yeah, there was some kind of incident next door, so we're just checking. And your name is Ms.
Yes.
Okay. And do you have a phone number here?
Yes. Oh, no.
Oh, that's okay, ma'am. That's okay.
I'm sure.
Okay.
I'm so upset.
Okay, I'm sorry. We didn't mean to wake you up.
No, it's not your upset.
Okay, thank you very much. How long have you been here?
Working here?
Yes.
Let me see.
Thank you very much for your time. What's the phone number here? No, what time did you start today?
Yes.
5 o'clock. 5 o'clock?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Were you here in the pond was there between 6 and 6:30?
Oh, no.
Or do you move around?
I was downstairs.
Okay, what's
in
that?
In the basement.
Okay.
Yeah,
there was an incident that happened next door, in the apartments next door. So, did you hear or see anything?
No, I was on the basement. It's only 2 o'clock in the morning tonight.
Oh, okay. What's in the basement?
It's the medication. We have medication, the nursing station.
Oh, okay. Are you a nurse or?
I'm a nurse assistant.
Okay. And can I get your name? Can you spell it for me? And do you have a middle name? And what's your date of birth? And do you have a work phone number?
Yes.
Okay, you're looking.
Yes.
Do you know what they use for a work phone number?
You can ask them.
Okay. Okay. And what about a cell phone number in case of the detective to contact you? Okay. You live in the city of Thousand Oaks, or?
No, I live in the city of Thousand
Oaks. Okay. Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you. This must be asleep. Is that 141 there? What's 141? Is it connected to this one? Got a sign that says use 141.
Oh, really?
Yeah.